So hello and welcome to Marooned at Magbite's headquarters. Day, go on Mike.
16.
Whoa, well done. We still sane?
Yeah.
Closure on thing today. That's all I'll say, closure on thing. It's a special episode of Shopping with Elaine. Didn't end well, did it? I am exasperated by it all. Getting that way. Seriously getting that way. Lots to talk about, even some tech. You know about that tech, don't you, Mike? Mentioned it to me today. Completely forgotten it now. Good evening, Paul. Good to have you with us. Yeah, quite a few tech stories today, but also quite a few shopping kilometres. I'm getting very exasperated with them. I am. It's ridiculous. But anyway, how's everybody else? Shall we start with the highlight of the day? Mike missed the highlight of the day. I don't do people, but I did today. Today, shopping delivery. Don't get excited. No toilet rolls. However, the dog got very giddy. Issue with the shopping was Mike always takes it in. You're certified to deal with people, aren't you?
Am I?
I need to be certified to deal with people. No, seriously, I don't tend to do the taking in, do I? But today I had to. So it was all the usual rigmarole of he had a minder and I had gloves on and all the rest of it. Everything that we were expecting arrived, but no, still no toilet rolls. Lola was thought it was Christmas. Now, she's pretty exhausted at the moment and she was upstairs. So I comes downstairs and I said, you know, you going outside? No, she's just stood at the top of the stairs looking. And she continued to stand at the top of the stairs looking. I had to wait until he'd gone, and then we're doing hand signals to each other while he's at the gate. It really has come to this. You can do the thumbs up thing and the thank you in sign language. God, how my life's changed in 3 weeks. But
CQ.
Oh, CQ, Deb. I had to then bring all the stuff in. So, Deb, get you up to speed. We're at the point where the food's on the front path. They did it now. Usually they charge for plastic bags. Are they about 10 pence now?
10 pence. Yeah.
But they don't, apparently, if it's a to-your-door delivery. That's because they usually have boxes that they bring it in and they unpack it for you. The minute can't do that. So he stood there trying to get all the stuff into these plastic bags. 2 litre bottles of water don't go easily into plastic bags, not without sailing inelegantly through the bottom of them. But everything was outside, so I starts dragging it in. Madam was on the stairs looking mildly disinterested. And then some dried dog food came in. She took a step down. But it was only dried, so obviously she didn't get too giddy. And then I had to open the other... We have double open front doors, and they're very narrow on either side. So I had to open the second one to reach around to get the rest of the food. When I dragged the last bag in, the last bag was fresh chicken breasts. 3 huge trays of them. Probably about... How much weight was in them? They were £10 each in money, so...
2 kilos.
So 6 kilo of fresh chicken breast. Oh my. Madam was down the stairs like a shot. I thought, this can't stay here. Of course, I'm concerned he's touched it and it's been outside and I'm wearing gloves. So I managed to get everything in the house and then close the doors and everything. Took one look at her. She was there. So I thought, I'm going to have to lock these in the kitchen. I did. I locked the exciting stuff in the kitchen, got again the stink eye off the girl and returned to base to work. But I did notice, because obviously then I had to take her out because she was peeved. But I did notice something that Mike, I knew was getting on Mike's nerves. The last shopping delivery, half of it was in the extension outside and some of it was in the kitchen. And there's dog food all over the hall. But, you know, that is what we need for 3 weeks, isn't it? It's just nowhere to put it because we usually buy it one week at a time. So that was the excitement today. The order arrived. Good evening, Helen. The problem was I've been trying to place an order, the one with the dog food and with the toilet rolls, for the best part of 6 days now. Still can't get a slot. But that reached ahead tonight. I was just completely disgusted. I've got some stuff in the basket at Morrison's. I can't get a slot. Mike tried for a slot. I've tried for a slot. Good evening, Jonathan. Can't get a slot. So I thought I'll give it another try, you know, for another slot. And I clicked on the Morrison site. You are in a queue. I thought, fair enough. Now, haven't we all said this about trying to buy AppleKit? That you get very aggrieved that you refresh at the appointed hour. So usually 8 o'clock in the UK. And all you're getting is the holding page, but you're reading tweets from people all over the world who've placed orders, and you're thinking, this isn't fair, I should be in a queue. Well, now the supermarkets, you are in a queue. Now, if you follow me on Facebook, you might have seen this thing that I've just put up. But bear in mind here, I'm on the site. I've got stuff in the basket, right? So I don't think I should be seeing a you are currently in the queue, but I did. I got this, you are currently placed in a queue. We apologise for the wait. We're working hard to facilitate demand. You may have to wait a little longer than usual to access the website. I thought, just on the website, there's a basket, stuff in it. But I carried on reading, it's quite a long message, upshot of which at the bottom was, the number of users in the queue ahead of you currently is, and I'm going to put it out. Don't put it in if you've seen it on Facebook, but if you haven't seen it on Facebook, bearing in mind I'd just been on the site and I had a basket and I had food in it, what place in the queue was I? Should do a prize for the nearest. Mm. Go on, put it in the chat. If you're with us live in the chat, have a guess. Oh, and just to ramp it up, it also said the number of users in the queue ahead of you is, and then underneath that it said, and your estimated time is. And they give you a time. So if you want to guess the time as well, feel free. I wasn't pleased. I don't wait well for a start. You know when you're in the store and there's two in front of you and you're annoyed? Mm. It's like that on steroids, isn't it? So Jonathan says 7,581, but Kim's gone right down the low end at 155. Do we have anything else either between those or either side of them? Let me know. And then I'll tell you what position I was in the queue and how long it was going to take me to get to the front of said queue. At that point, I was thinking, this queuing idea, damn stupid. So, great for an iPhone, I'd thought, not for this. But basically, I thought, not, you shouldn't be in a queue to access the website, which is what this queue was. I'd have thought you should be in a queue, if there's stuff in your basket, for a delivery slot. This was just to access the website. So I couldn't see any pages on the website at all until I got to the end of this queue. I'm actually thinking Helen's probably the nearest. I was actually 46,117. So you may laugh, Jonathan. 46,117th in the queue. It was going to take me, there you estimated, 28 minutes to even see the site. Is it just me? That's shocking. Have they never heard of capacity planning here? They are all telling us that there's no panic. Don't worry about that there won't be anything to deliver. But we've had two deliveries so far, and every time we put toilet rolls on them, there are none. But we're being told there's some in the shops. We can't get out to the shops. You should see how busy we are here. We're barely sleeping. The number of people that want training in online stuff now is just ridiculous. So, and plus the fact, they're telling you not to go out. So we thought, well, that's fine. We won't go out. We'll have them delivered. 46,117. So while I was waiting for that, I thought, I shall take Kim's advice and go and get some of these dog toothbrush things. So I'm there on Amazon looking at the dog toothbrushes, put the dog toothbrushes in the basket. Then I'm looking for the toothpaste. I thought, I wonder how much that is normally, because it seemed expensive, but maybe not. Maybe it's just that price. I thought, I know, I'll go to Pets at Home. They'll sell it and I'll price compare it. Goes to Pets at Home. You know what comes next, don't you? You are in a queue. We'll be with you soon. In these exceptional times, we're experiencing a high demand of orders. It's going to take us a little bit longer to be able to let you access our website. I thought, go on, let's have a laugh. You are in position 1,529. Your wait will be over 30 minutes. I thought, well, I've lost the will to live by then, much less buy something. Oh, Kim says in her area they don't even deliver toilet paper. No, I think it would be too dangerous, wouldn't it? To be honest, if they're getting mugged for fish fingers, can you imagine if someone was actually seen carrying some toilet paper? Utterly ridiculous. I mean, that's just pets at home. I didn't expect to be held in a queue there. Anyway, I was, so I wasn't happy with that at all. So I'm mentally sitting here, as I do, with my little effigy to stick pins in it, thinking, Morrison's, you are so off my list when this is over. I am never buying anything from you again. So Morrison's not good today. Pets at home, not good today. On the upside, Michael agree with this. I know he will, because we've both just been looking at each other with, like, incredulity. Madam doesn't really need many more treats, does she?
No.
Oh, no. She's just looking at us with, can I have another treat? Can I have another treat? But then she gets that bad, she literally can't move. So, no, we're cutting down on the treats. I would say we could up the walks, but then that would be dangerous. Oh, that's good news from Seattle. Hospital admissions down. Ours have actually gone up this week, sadly. But I think you're probably a bit ahead of it than us, possibly by definitely 2 weeks, maybe three. It's Kim's 30th day today. We're not going to celebrate that, are we, Kim? We'll just mention it in passing. I was thinking the electric one would be fabulous, Kim, but she would definitely never speak to me. Anyway, I've been able to get the toothbrushes. That's not been a problem. And I decided in the end, you know what? I'm not going to wait around for Pets at Home just to check a price. So Amazon is sending that. So she'll be all toothpaste up by Friday. And it will be your fault, Kim. So I am sending any blame your way. She's not going to like it. I don't think she's ever had her teeth done, and she's 4 and a half. So her teeth actually aren't that bad. They're pretty good, aren't they?
But it's the dentistics.
It's the dentistics. The dentistics did make a huge difference. Mm. I thought what I'd do was leave her with the dentistics for 4 weeks and see if they made the difference that they said they did. Actually, they have. So I'm impressed with that. We have two different kinds of dentistics. We have the standard... Is it Pedigree that do dentistics? Who does dentistics?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's Pedigree. But we also have some that we've got from a local thing, Purina. In fact, we've got three kinds. They were from Tesco's. We were at the stage of just buying anything on account of the fact if it was on the shelf, just take it. But these are called Purina Dental Life, Dental Life. They're a very different beast than the Pedigree ones. But they seem to be working. So it says take the 28-day challenge. Money back if you're not happy. But it does seem to have made a good difference. So Kim says she loves Lola. I shall pass that on, Kim. That dog on I posted on Facebook a picture of let me see if I can get it somewhere else. That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it? Let me stick it up there. It was the Pets at Home You're in a Queue thing. And there was a dog at the bottom. That was the highlight of the page, to be honest. And I looked at it and I thought, oh, that looks like Kiva. It's got a definite look of Kiva. So I'm going to upload it and share the link with you. Hopefully that will share. Excellent. Right, let's put that in there. There we go. That's got a look of Kiva, as far as I'm concerned. Right, let me get back up there. So Helen says she needs to sort out online banking. Going into town, telebanking swamped. Oh, exactly. That's another catastrophe, isn't it? Online banking. They're putting more hoops to jump through and everything's grinding to a halt. I'd wait at least 2 weeks, maybe three. Maybe things will get better, but we're just seeing gross stupidity from people, really, which is the main issue. However, the highlight of my day was Jonathan. You need to get into the Slack room. Look at Jonathan's pictures. Jonathan, I think you're going to need to come on and explain how the Snapchat thing works. Was that Snapchat? I read a piece that said they were APIing it. So it does look like Kiva, but she's lighter. Yeah, that one is a bit dark, isn't it? Could do with a trim. Maybe you could pop over. Do you know, if I'd have had to have trimmed a dog, I'd have been practicing on cushions. I wouldn't have had a cushion in the house. Oh, hello, Paul. Good to have you with us. I can give you a call. Excellent, Jonathan. Right, let me just check everything down here. Because I had to fiddle on Saturday. But I reckon if you ring me, you'll come straight through. It'll be completely elegant. Helen's not seen the pictures, Jonathan, so I'm going to let Jonathan come on and tell us all about it. So give me a ring, Jonathan, and we'll patch you through. Right, I'll just shut myself up because I don't want to hear myself twice. Once is bad enough, don't need it twice. Right. Right, what have we got here? Hey, there's Jonathan! Hello!
Hello, Elaine, how are you?
Hello! I'm good, how are you?
I'm not too bad, not too bad. I take it I'm live, broadcasting to the world.
Absolutely.
Hello, Jonathan.
And hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm getting better at joining these things, aren't I?
You are, that one was completely seamless.
Exactly, I'm a pro. So, I joined a Teams chat with one of my colleagues, and he started to show off the fact that he could make his background different. Now, I knew you could do it in Zoom or RingCentral, but you had to change your settings. But the colour matching or the way that it put the backdrop in wasn't very accurate at all. It needed a plain background, which I think most of them do, for it to look anywhere near decent. So you go on Amazon, like you do, and try and find something, and everything is now a month or so shipping date, which isn't a priority. Mm-hmm. Green screens aren't really priority at the moment. I think people can generally live without them for the time being.
We're not going to be able to in a fortnight. Can you imagine what we're all going to look like?
I know. It's going to be brilliant. So Snapchat have apparently released this app. I think it's the same people. And it allows you to apply Snapchat filters to your webcam and also put backdrops in. And it's very, very accurate. On the screenshots which I've put in, I didn't change any settings at all. So the way that it sets up is it installs this application and it creates a dummy webcam. It'll probably be the same as Audio Hijack Pro in that it creates new microphones or audio interfaces.
Yeah.
That you can then see. So it creates a new webcam and you then tell Teams or Zoom or whatever messaging application you want to use that webcam and away you go.
Oh, cool.
So there's loads of effects. Honestly, I wish I could say that's how I spent my afternoon, just going through them. But
don't tell me you didn't, because that's what's in my head.
Sadly, no. I was hand holding quite a few salespeople today, so I didn't have much time to play with it. But I'm just looking through now. You can wear a pizza crown. You can put a snorkel on. Butterflies. You name it, they've probably got it. So it's something which I think is quite cool. It's free as well. So if you want that, have a look for it. I think I put the link in chat, like you said, Elaine.
I was going to say, put the link in the chat. We'll all have to try it.
Yeah,
now,
let's
thinking try. This is very similar to something that happened last week, which completely freaked my priest out. Some priest had tried to stream live. Now, I'm assuming, given what happened, it had to be via Snapchat.
Yes.
And he forgot to turn his filters off. So he's there next to the cross and the altar, and wrapped around his head is all kinds of weirdness, like your unicorn horn.
Yeah.
I'll put a link into that as well. But some idiot told my priest. So they sent him a link to this and said, oh, it's very, very difficult going live, and really wound him up. So he then messaged me on WhatsApp and said, oh, God, look at this. I hope that doesn't happen to me. So I watched the video and I thought, actually, it might get more viewers, but never mind. So I went back and instead of like soothing him, I said, nor this, and sent him another link. And I'm sure we talked about the second link. That was the priest who set himself on fire on the candles while he was doing mass.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember.
So I sent him that one. Yeah. Then he was worried. If he was worried before, he was a lot more worried after that. So are you actually using these things to make people feel more relaxed in conferences?
Well, I'm waiting for the most appropriate time to debut it. It was mainly just a chat between friends. But we have our own version of a Cobra call every morning, where quite a few of the managers join in. And depending how I'm feeling, if I'm in a rebellious mood tomorrow morning, I might put myself on the moon or somewhere like that. Just see if anyone notices.
Well, it's got to be better than some of the alternatives we've seen where people have made mistakes with their cameras.
Well, you know, I did some washing today, as you do. You know, you got to do washing. And my clothes are on a clothes horse because I'm not going to put them in the tumble dryer. There's, you know, burning money. And I just realized that the clothes horse displaying my undergarments and clean washing is exactly sat behind me.
There's an article on the BBC website that actually mentions clothes horses in the background.
I mean, it's all clean. With Jonathan.
I mean, it's all clean.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, they might not have said it direct to me. They might have been chatting about it afterwards going, yeah. It's all clean and there's nothing which shouldn't be there, but it's just now my colleagues now know exactly what brands of underwear I wear.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's a meme that I saw on Facebook the other day, which is basically a pie chart that says what you're doing during a conference call, be it Zoom, Teams, whatever. And a large chunk of this pie is looking in the background at your colleague's house decor or whatever's in the background. And I think it's true. I don't think it's a meme.
It's definitely true. I mean, I said to one of my colleagues who works in France, I'm dead nosy and I don't really hold back with things like this. So I said, Laurent, I said, are those Xbox games that you've got on your shelf? And he said, no. I said, oh, okay. And most normal people would probably leave it there. I said, well, no, actually, what are they then?
His pornography collection.
Well, it's funny you said they were comics, but they weren't adult comics. They were adult caricature comments, if you know what I mean, but not adults.
A bit like
adults
as
in grown up.
Yeah, you know what I mean. A whole lot worse, you mean.
It could have been. So he showed me what was on his shelves, and it's great. So yeah, you've got to make small talk, haven't you?
You do, and at the end of this, we're all going to know our colleagues a whole lot better, aren't we?
Exactly. You know, they're going to know exactly what type of underwear I'm wearing as well, so.
Oh, I think that's classic.
That same article on the BBC today, it was talking about what not to do in a conference call. And this, you know, an example was this guy was in the bath and you could hear the splashing around.
And seriously?
Yes. He ended up dropping the phone in the bath. And then
oh
got
my
out
gosh.
To go and get another phone, and he slipped down the stairs. Another one was a guy was accidentally sharing his second screen, and he had pornography on it.
Oh, I think I've seen that one. Yes, I've seen that one.
I've got to find the link.
I'm just wondering what I could put in the background to put people off, which could be accidentally left there, you know, quote unquote.
To have a blow-up doll at all.
No.
Do you know what I spotted?
And there's a big wait on Amazon for them as well, so can't even get one.
This is what happens when you lock people in isolation.
Absolutely,
the world's
yeah.
shortage of blow-up dolls. No, I exactly. spotted something that looked remarkably like Lola in the background of one of your pictures. It was on the right-hand side as you were looking at the picture, and it looked very much like a polar bear.
In one of mine?
Yeah, I think it was on a sofa.
Oh, yes, it was. I'm looking around. It is. It's a polar bear. So there's a Yorkshire Wildlife Park, which we went to a good few years back. It was kind of like a company weekend day thing. And I love polar bears. So go to the gift shop and you can effectively, by buying this soft toy, keep the polar bear in very nice accommodation for what I think is 3 months worth. But no, it's a lovely little stuffed polar bear. Cost a fortune, but no, it sits on my sofa.
Cool. I'm liking him.
Yeah.
And what did you call him?
Oh, I have no idea. The person who I was with who bought it. Well, I gave her the opportunity to name it, and I can't remember what she called him.
Lola the polar.
I can remember the name of the girl who I gave the opportunity to name it with, so that's all right. I just can't
remember.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Well, yeah,
we saw some pictures of Lola when she was a baby that her mum, her first mum, had posted on Instagram, and she'd called her Lola Bear. So we call Lola Lola Bear. I think that's a pun on polar bear.
Yeah, I did spot Lola's that. A cute name. Lola's a cute name.
I do not spot behind you here any washing, though.
No, don't see any washing. I moved those.
Once you realised?
Yeah. Yeah, I realised those. In fact, let me just double check now. You've got me doubting it. Let's see. Well, actually, I hate to say this.
Is that Tracy, a pair of pants on the left?
Tracy, if you do look at the ones which aren't the beach ones, you can see part of my underwear, yeah. So now all of MacBites know what I wear as well.
You'd already posted that, to be fair. But if you hadn't have given us the rest of the story, we wouldn't have known what it actually was.
Well, it's Tracy. She pointed it out, didn't she?
I'm loving this.
Well, you know, they're Cristiano Ronaldo underwear, and they wear very well. So if any ladies want to buy their other half some underwear, I swear by them.
Right, fair enough. Now we know.
There you go.
That is brilliant. So you can use this then for anything, this snap camera thing.
Yeah, it's not just for Teams or Zoom. You can use it for anything that accepts a webcam, which is pretty nice.
Yes, I'm going to have to try that. That could be very dangerous, but I'm going to give it a go. We could demonstrate it, couldn't we? That'd be fun. I'm volunteering Mike, but he's ignoring me.
No, that moustache is like my Freddy moustache.
It is, but you know, it's so very accurate, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what it does to the eyes and stuff, it's amazing. It is very accurate.
It's very scary how accurate stuff like that is when there's no green screen behind me at all. Mm. And I didn't change anything at all. Yeah. Tracy, I know you. I'm not getting at you. I know. I just looked at the pictures.
I'll tell you what I've noticed. I'll tell you, because I'm just looking at a picture of Johnny. Not just you, Johnny, because I do it as well, and half my colleagues do it. The number of people who are wearing hoodies on conference calls.
Yeah.
Did you read about that guy, though? The one who gets up at the same time, does his same morning routine as if he was going to work, and then puts a suit on and sits in his conference calls all day.
Oh,
so he's been very serious with it. Absolutely. Yeah. Mind you, Mike's got a meeting, haven't you, this week? And it's suit and tie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'll wear a shirt and tie on the top, but I'll wear my jogging pants.
I was
going to
ask.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only problem with that's going to be when Lola starts barking, he's got to stand up and go outside.
Yeah.
Put it this way, the amount of Toblerone I've consumed in the last 2 weeks, I don't know if my proper trousers will fit.
Yes, but that's going to take care of itself. You'll all be glad to hear. Amazon are out of stock of Toblerone.
Is that the go-to sweet of choice, Mike, Toblerone? Because you seem to order and go through an awful lot. Is that the only chocolate that you eat?
No, I'll eat anything.
He'll have anything that's in, but his preference is Toblerone.
These days, I'll eat anything that's in stock.
Mike's a people person. He's a going outside and meeting a lot of people person, and I'm not. So he's suffering more than I am, let's just say that.
Oh, bless.
It's so sad, isn't it?
Well, when this is all over, you know, all of the restaurants and all of the pubs and clubs, they're going to get a roaring trade out of this.
I'm just wondering how on earth they can relax the restrictions in a calm and measured way.
Oh, they won't be able.
I've got a suspicion it's going to look like VE Day, the day they let us out.
They won't be able to. You've got idiots who won't even listen to stay at home. So so stay at home, but you can go out for one drink. I don't think so.
That's not going to work.
No, it's not. It's not.
I think it'll go on a lot longer. I think they roll that woman out at the weekend to like forewarn us.
Yeah.
And even though Boris is supposed to have had this a week now, Charlie got out of jail in a week, we've still not seen Boris. Although he was on his conference call this morning, supposedly running the country.
Yeah, Yeah, definitely.
Did you see the photo of that?
I did, yeah. He got much better Zoom connectivity than I'll ever hope to get. His conference calls were seamless.
Yeah, I'm sure they will be. Yeah. What made me smile was people had logged in and there were names there.
Oh, so yes.
People who were in the cabinet. But it made me smile that some of them had put, like, Chancellor of the Exchequer or Secretary of State for whatever, yeah. Fish and Finance.
Yeah.
And I said to Mike, is this because nobody knows if they put their name, nobody would know what they did? But yeah, the picture quality was very, very good. I've got that for Friday. We'll pass some comment on that on Friday. But yeah, we'll have to try that. Now, you mentioned the green screen effects in Zoom. Now, I tried those when we had our party with the Catanians. And I was just turning them on because they were there. And I thought, the minute they see them, they'll want to try it. And they did. Now, I didn't have a light on, so the only light I had was from my three computer screens in front of me. Only the one in the middle had any kind of light coming off it, really. The others had all got dark stuff on. And it wasn't bad. The only mistake it made was the microphone when it was in front of my face.
Ah.
So maybe if we can get the lighting right, you wouldn't actually need a green screen. Have a play around with the lighting.
Yeah,
maybe
I will do. I will
turn your computer around.
It's a bit difficult with all of the open windows that I've got because they don't have blinds, so I can't really control much of the lighting during the day. It could be sun behind a cloud 1 minute and then sun glaring through the window. And the last thing I want to do is have my washing up, but a green screen, and then the green screen disappearing halfway through when the sun comes out.
You and the rest of us would love it.
I know. Yeah, honestly, that'd be hysterical. but not for me.
What you need to do when all this mess is over, unless you can get one delivered while it's still going on. We bought ages ago. It's like, what would you call it, Mike? It's like a room divider and it looks like Venetian blinds. It's proper wood. It's very heavy. And I said, oh, no, I'm going to buy that. And we haven't used it for a while, but we decided we would drag it upstairs because we're in the same office. And if Mike needs to video conference, they don't need to be watching what I'm doing behind him. And that's what would be the view over his shoulder. Something like that. Send Jonathan that picture. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. So we dragged it into the studio because there's a bookcase behind it. And just like Kim said, she reads the book titles. And Helen's quite interested in the books as well. That's bad. But to be honest, it's exactly what I do as well. So we put this behind it. Now, what we've done since then is we've got like a very a large, thick, furry blanket, the same kind of fur you'd have on your polar bear. And I've just literally hung that over the top of it. And it might sitting with it behind him. And it looked pretty good, just as slatted wood. But that might enable you to control your lighting better. Just an idea. It's working well for us. Now I'm spending your money on your behalf.
I was going to say. That's good.
Hey, if this rumbles on for 6 months, you'll thank me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to look at that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, a little cocoon around your table.
Why
not?
I do
think the way it's done, the French one, though, with the flags and everything, it is pretty amazing. That is very, very good because it's not a plain background and yet it's working really well.
Definitely.
That is definitely something to have a play with, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely, definitely. I'm going to have to scoot off, unfortunately, Elaine. I've got a call. Family are coming in. But it's lovely to speak to you guys, as always.
Good to speak to you, as always.
All right, take care.
Soon. Good night.
Cheers, Jonathan. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, the lovely Johnny Eye. Can't beat the lovely Johnny Eye. Well, now, I hope you've all seen the photographs. They're pretty amazing, that, considering there's no green screen, nothing. And his underwear comes out of it very well. We would never have known that was underwear if he hadn't have said. But never mind. That's brilliant. Yes, I'm going to download it and I'll give it a go. I wonder what our mates would make of it. Trouble is, if we demonstrate anything like that, we've got to actually then support them in setting it up. Right, let's have a look what's going on in here. Hello, Anthony. We've all seen your sweatpants, Kim. They looked amazing. I actually thought it was Mike. When Lola was shedding, oh, yes, Mike looked like a polar bear. You just need to be comfortable, don't you? You do. You need to be comfortable. I'm liking that six-panel room divider, Mike. Might have to get one of those. Tracy said, suspiciously, there's been a proliferation of bookcases behind politicians Skyping interviews. Weren't there in the first days? They could well be false. There's actually, I've noticed this. This is sort of bandwagon jumping, isn't it? I've noticed sites like Shutterstock, and there was another one, stock image sites, basically. And they're now offering dedicated collections of images to use as Zoom backgrounds. So, yes, people must be getting incredibly concerned. Of course, what we haven't mentioned is poor Jennifer Miles. Mike's wondering who Jennifer Miles is.
I've heard the name.
I know you've heard the name. Can you remember where?
No.
She was the poor unfortunate lady who was on a Zoom call and got caught short, to the toilet and took her phone with her and propped it up so she could see them, forgetting that they could see her. Hey, that's an easy mistake to make. But do you know what I thought was cruel? Whoever had a video of it, putting it up there with her full name on it. How's the PM doing? He's supposedly running the country, but nobody's actually seen him. He's still in self-isolation. He's supposed to have run the cabinet meeting this morning, and there was a photo. He also put out a video on Twitter on Monday, so that was last night. He did look a bit rough, I must admit. He did look a little bit jaded. But doing all right, supposedly. Yeah, that was a bit embarrassing, wasn't it, on the toilet? To be honest, it was the reaction of the other people in the call, but nobody actually sort of said, whoa, you know, stop. And whoever posted it, I couldn't have done that to anybody. I couldn't. Right, Helen says, hope things aren't going to be this bad for 6 months, let alone 12. I think they will be. We won't be back to normal in 6 months. I really don't see it. But I think what they're doing is trying to get us used to isolation and then extend it by 3 weeks and then another 3 weeks, then another 3 weeks. I can see it going that way, because can you imagine the expense involved in setting up these field hospitals? They're not going to do that for 3 weeks. You wouldn't, would you? It wouldn't be cost effective. I am wondering where all the equipment in terms of the beds is coming from for these. How do you muster? I think it's 5,000 beds in the Excel Centre in London. And they're doing Birmingham, Manchester and Glasgow as well.
I wondered that.
The Manchester one's got 1,000 beds, so there's 6,000 you'd need. Even if Glasgow and Birmingham only had 1,000 each, there's still 8,000 beds. I mean, do they have them in storage or something? Where did they come from?
I wondered that at the time.
Mike and I, for years, have had made funnies with each other about cones, traffic cones. Where do traffic cones live when they're not on the motorway? Well, we've reached the point in the UK that they're all on the motorway. I don't think they live anywhere but on the motorway. But where do you put them? Tracy's saying the army or government supplies. These look brand new. They're all, well, they certainly look new as you're looking at them, but they're also all sheathed in plastic as well. So they do look new. They don't look like army supplies. They look more hospital type things. I would have thought the army would have needed them more portable than this. These look like, not, I wouldn't say full hospital beds. They do have the legs that go up like scissor motion. They just don't look as big. I mean, Mike's dad had the hospital bed, and that was quite big, wasn't it? When you looked at what he had, it was a lot bigger than these, a lot more sturdy than these. These do look a little bit more portable, but not as portable as the army ones. So I really don't know where they've come from. And they just seem to be wheeling them in as though there's no shortage. And you've got to think, where were they? The hospital in London is going to open tomorrow, apparently. So I'm assuming they'll have the cameras there. At least at the moment, they are having the decency, when they've got footage from inside hospitals, to blur out faces, because that could be incredibly distressing for the families of people who aren't allowed to visit. You know, can you imagine? You're going to have to hire me. Oh, Helen, you don't want me looking after you, I can assure you. Not fit to look after myself, me. Oh, no. IKEA. They might have come from IKEA. Who knows? Practiced in a field dental tent. Oh, wow. Bet that was even more concerning. But it's amazing what you can do in when circumstances demand, isn't it? Mike actually said to me, I will provide any help I can, Helen, you just get in touch. When we were having our extension built, we had an old conservatory outside. This was the Christmas of 2015, coming up to Christmas Eve. And obviously we had to move everything out of the conservatory that was in it. And it was a big conservatory. So we put that into the house, into the front room, the back room, basically anywhere we could find room. Also in that space, there was the washing machine, the dryer and a dishwasher. So that we had to find room for that as well. And there was no room in the kitchen, none at all. So we ended up having to put it in the kitchen, but basically in the space that you would stand in. So we had a washer and a dryer in front of the sink. You had to reach over the washer and dryer. And that left to get through the kitchen a gap of no more than 2 foot. And we lived like that. He said it'll be 2 weeks. It was nearer 2 months. But we lived like that for 2 months. What made it worse was in the front room, there was a table and a chair and you could just about get to it. But we'd had a problem with the light. And I'd said to my mum before she died, it needs changing, Mum. I don't like the look of the light fitting. I like the light fitting and we're not changing it. So what I ended up doing was just changing bulbs every week or so. The bulbs just blew. It was a fitting that held 4 bulbs and the bulbs just pop, pop, pop. And I thought, it's not right. There's something wrong with it. And I know it's not the wiring. It's got to be the fitting. She wouldn't let me change it. So we were contemplating changing this fitting, but we hadn't got round to it. And we'd forgotten when we put all of the stuff in the front room, we wouldn't be able to get to this light. So across the 2 months that we were living like that, all the bulbs popped and we ended up working by candle. It was so funny because when the project manager came in, we were like, yeah, just sit there. We just put this candle on. And he's looking at us like, oh, my God, you're living like that. But what alternative do you have when you've got to empty an entire room in the house? The stuff's got to go somewhere. But yeah, we lived like that. It was a bit like a field hospital. They left on Christmas Eve. And we could at least then start moving some things round. And we did. We got the kitchen back to some semblance of order. Can you remember how long it took us to get the front room back?
Mm.
I can't remember in terms of weeks or months. I really can't.
Weeks, probably.
Probably weeks, at least. But, the relief when we did. But of course, the thing was, make it more difficult on ourselves. We'd made the decision not to put anything in the conservatory because if we'd have put it all back, well, it wasn't the conservatory then it was the extension. It needed to dry out, the walls needed doing and a carpet needed to go in. And I didn't want to have the carpet put in whilst I was waiting for the walls to dry out. I wanted the walls to dry out, put a mist coat on and then have the walls painted. I ended up doing that and then put the carpet in. So it was quite a while before the carpet got in. But because of that, I said, if we put stuff back in here, we'll never do it. So nothing went back in there. It was empty for quite a while. I think it was 2 years before we got the carpet in. But don't quote me.
Thank you, it was.
Anyway, it looks fabulous now. We put the carpet in. Well, I painted it. Then we got the carpet put in and then we put the fire in. Oh, love the fire. Love the fire. Absolutely love the fire. So, I did all of that. It's an electric fire. They wanted to put a gas one in until they discovered that we have solid floors, which would have meant digging up the lot to put the gas pipes in. So I said, why don't we just put an electric one in? So it looks like a gas fire, but it's actually an electric fire. I'm sure you could tell me lots of tales, Helen. Absolutely. So it's amazing what you can use. The field hospital is at our football stadium. Ah, now, we're going to have one there. Apparently, the National Stadium in Wales, which is not far from us, we're only about 50 miles from the Welsh border, yeah. North Wales border. Cardiff's down in the south of Wales. I've been there once. You've been, haven't you?
Mm.
It's a beautiful city, very much regenerated. If in case anybody is a fan, Doctor Who is filmed down there, a run from Cardiff. So they're converting the National Stadium, which I would have thought was very difficult. Does it have a roof?
Yeah.
Ah, that's why then. Yeah. They've obviously closed the roof. It wouldn't work somewhere like Old Trafford because what roof they've got leaks and they don't have a full roof. But yes, we're converting one stadium, but I've not seen any work done on it so far. The other place in Manchester we mentioned was the arena, but we're thinking that's got permanent seats, so it's on a rise, if you're with me. So it's not flat. No, I don't think it would work in there, but who knows if it goes any worse. Sounds like they're turning the conference centre in Harrogate into a field hospital as well. We've done Harrogate, haven't we? We go to Harrogate?
I've been to Harrogate.
I think I've been through Harrogate, but I don't think I've seen the conference centre. So don't know how big their conference centre is. I know the NEC is massive. The Manchester one's actually quite tiny by comparison. They're putting 1,000 beds in there, which sounds a lot, but when you think the XL have got 5,000, maybe not. It's going to be amazing to see the technology that they put in these places to run them, isn't it? All untried and untested so far, I'm thinking. There was something in the paper. About a year ago, they did a dry run for something like this, but I don't think it was for anything as bad as this has turned into. I think it was like 20% of the population are affected, rather than everybody being marooned at home. And they said they failed. And I thought, well, failure's not really an option this time, is it? When it's for real, failure's not an option. They'll just have to find a way to make it work. Hopefully we're doing good by staying in. We're doing good by staying in. Well, we're told we're doing good by staying in. I hope it works out that way. Still some idiots out there, though, aren't there?
There is.
Who think they've got a right to just meander around. The ones we talked about yesterday, but the police are still finding them. One guy got bored and went out for a drive. But they're saying, you know, should he be allowed out for a drive? What's the problem with that as long as he doesn't get out? And I'm like, well, it sets the wrong tone. You know, person A does that, and then person B thinks, well, if he's got that, if he can go out in his car, I've not got a car, so I'm going to go out and I'm just going to walk round. Oh, it'll get worse before it gets better. But there you go. So two hospital ships, 1,000 beds each. Wow. There's the same beds on one of your hospital ships as our entire conference centre. I've seen one in New York, Kim, the something Comfort. And they said they were going to put people in there who didn't have COVID. I wonder how that's going to work. I mean, you can test them on the way in, but what if they've got it and just not showing symptoms yet? So they've been sent to New York and California. Hope and Comfort, there you go. Yes, I've seen Comfort. I've not seen Hope yet. I assumed, I didn't think about the third world aspect of it. I assumed they were like support for the Navy in the event of crises, but maybe not. I'm guessing I just thought that because it's a ship and you'd send it with a fleet somewhere. Like when our fleet got sent to the Falklands, medical ships went with them. Mind you, they'd have to really, wouldn't they? Because it was an occupied territory that they were trying to get back and there was nowhere to land. So they took the ships, the medical ships with them. Now, I just assumed they were only for the Navy. I didn't realise. But then I guess it makes sense that you send them elsewhere because one, it helps train the staff, doesn't it? And two, the equipment gets used rather than just sitting there. How did it come to all this? Wasn't there talk about a ship on the Thames?
No idea.
Oh, no idea. Well, have a look. No idea where it was from, but I didn't know if it had been taken from one of the cruise lines. Could well have been. Usually for humanitarian purposes. The aircraft carriers have their own hospital areas.
Cruise ships in the Thames ready to be used for coronavirus.
I thought so. Now, that can actually be quite dangerous in the Thames with the tides because they'll have to shut the barrier, wouldn't they?
Mm.
Which takes 48 hours notice. You know, when you sail something like that up the Thames, it has an impact on the tides. There's going to be another Mersey and that's going to California. Oh, wow. I have actually had the absolute sheer joy of seeing, being on an aircraft carrier. Many years ago, when the fleet came back from the Falklands, about 81, 82, we went down to one of our port cities called Portsmouth. It's down on the south coast. And they have like one day of the year where you can go round. The entire dockyard, it's where HMS Victory is based, which was Nelson's ship. And they had the entire fleet there that had been to the Falklands. And one of them was the aircraft carrier, the HMS Hermes. Well, my dad was in his element. He loved stuff like that. So he said, you know, come and have a look at it. And I thought, oh, Dad. I was about 13, something like that. I got there. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. We were all allowed on it. So they took you on in batches and they did an entire tour for you. So you could walk across the decks, see the actual planes. Later on in the afternoon, they got everybody off and then you could see them take off and land. We did all of the accommodation for the staff. We did the galley where they were doing all the cooking. We did the medical station. It was amazing. It was huge, absolutely huge. You could not imagine the scale of it. And it was so special to be stood there thinking, I saw this ship on the news. You know, this is a working ship. I think they stopped doing that, 82. Yeah, I think it must have been the late summer of 82. It would have been August, September time. And I remember my mum having, she was like, move there, move there, move there. And she took a picture of me and my dad on the deck as these aircraft were behind us. And it was amazing. I'm glad Dad insisted on going in the end. But, you know, like as a young girl, it was like, really, Dad? But it was fantastic. And all the crew were amazing too, because they had to do the meet and greet. That was fantastic. I remember the Hermes. I think we went on some others as well. And Dad took me up to a dock somewhere. Could have been Glasson Dock. And there was a nuclear submarine there and you could do the same with that. I found that incredibly claustrophobic. It was so narrow. But again, they did the whole tour of the thing. You saw everything. I mean, they just wouldn't do that now on safety ground. But then it was amazing, the technology that was in there. And I think now whenever I see that in a film or a TV series, I know how claustrophobic it can be and how people could go absolutely stir crazy in it. It was wonderful to see, but very, very claustrophobic. And I'd done the Victory a couple of times, which is an old wooden ship. That's not the Mary Rose that was dug up from the harbour. That's further across the south coast. This one has been there a long time. My mum had done the tour with my dad, I think, but only two people could go on. And there was four of us because we had my grandmother with us. And my grandmother had very bad legs, so she couldn't walk too far. So she stayed with mum and dad took me on. And mum said, you don't want to miss the medical deck. Well, you know what I'm like with medical. Oh, she was a minx, my mother. We get onto the medical deck and dad said, oh, remember what mum said? You don't want to miss the medical deck. So pushes me to the front so I could see everything. And they talked us through what little medical equipment they had, which was basically a saw and a pair of pliers. One was to take the legs off with cannonball injuries, and the other one was in case they had any teeth problems. And the biggest thing with the medical part of it was it was decking this. It was a wooden ship. The decking in the medical area was painted red so you didn't see the blood. Yeah, this is what my parents were like, and you wonder why I'm a little bit nervy with anything medical. That was the calibre of what we had. Scary stuff, but well worth seeing. You should try out a submarine. You can actually walk on it. Wow. Yeah, we saw a bit of food, but it wasn't ready to go out by any stroke of genius. But we did see the bunks, and there's just so little room. Absolutely just so little room. I can't imagine being on a submarine that's actually diving. I would be incredibly claustrophobic, but it was lovely to see, just to have an idea. So I appreciate all the services. I certainly make sure around November time, I'm changing my avatar. It's the one time in the year I change my avatar. Victory's Red Decks. Oh, yes. Once you've seen Victory's Red Decks, you never forget it. I was like, Dad, he's laughing his head off. I'll tell you the kind of guy my dad was. He decided he was going to teach me to swim. We'd booked a holiday at a hotel for 2 weeks and I'd have been about 6 or 7. And they had an indoor pool in the basement. This pool was fabulous. I was at the sort of splashing around stage, but I wouldn't say I was a great swimmer at 6 or 7. So I had a ring, one of these blow-up rings. Back to Jonathan and his blow-up dolls. Amazing how Jonathan knew there was a worldwide shortage of blow-up dolls, but we'll leave that.
I was wondering that at the time, but I didn't like to say.
No, discretion. We must leave that. Yeah. So I had this rubber ring.
We'll ask him in private.
We'll ask him privately. Yeah. Yeah, but we're all a family here. We've all seen his underwear, so it's fine. So my dad said, as I'm splashing around in this rubber ring, "You get out and dive in and I'll catch you." And I trusted him. That was the day that my trust in my father died forever. He did not catch me. I dived in, as instructed. He whipped the rubber ring and disappeared out of the way and left me to flounder in the deep end. Working on the principle, I would either sink or swim. I survived, obviously. Never trusted him again. Don't do that with a child. I literally never trusted him again. How many rows did I have with my father over issues like that, Mike?
Lost count.
Yeah, there was the 14 months I didn't speak to him, but it was his own fault. You can't do that with a child, honestly. What kind of parenting manual did that come out of? Oh, I know. The Victory's Guide to Parenting Children with the red decks. That was my dad. Yeah, big mistake, Dad. Big, big, big mistake. I always said, I'd get my own back one day. Oh, that was terrible. But that was the holiday I did learn to swim. Then left him for dead. Literally, I was actually a better swimmer than him in the end. Maybe he should have jumped in and I could have said I'd catch him.
Mm.
Yeah, but you see, I wouldn't do that to somebody. It's not worth it. No. You lose trust in one instance. It's not worth it. It isn't. Now, I've also got news, tech news. Oh, yes, there's tech news in the midst of all this calamity. Big announcement from Microsoft. They are totally changing Office 365. It's not going to be Office 365 anymore. It is now called Microsoft 365. That worried me a bit. But about you, Mike?
No.
I thought, what? Why are you changing it? It's Office. People will get confused. They get confused enough already. How many support tickets have you ever had? A good few years ago now, that me Windows aren't working. And when you get there, it's actually Word. They've no idea what they're actually using. And that, I think, will just make it worse. Exactly, Kim. Trust falls. Yes. That's all very well if he catches you, but when he doesn't, that was it, trust out the window. So this Microsoft 365 thing is pretty much going to be exactly the same as Office 365.
Well, you say that.
Well, you do in terms of what you've got now. You've got your Office 365 Personal.
Look, this says Office 365 Personal Home acts next month and replaced by Microsoft 365 Cloud subscription.
No. Office 365 Home is being replaced by Microsoft 365 Family. So ours is a home subscription, isn't it?
Yeah.
So now it's going to be a family subscription. I'm not happy with the name of that. Makes me feel, no, I'm not happy with the name of that. But that's the most popular consumer plan. That's the one that has the six installs. So it's going to be called Microsoft 365 Family, and it's going to offer the same features for the same six family members. The other one is only fractionally cheaper. It's the single plan, which is currently called Office 365 Personal. And that's going to now be known as Office 365 Personal. So same name at the end. I don't know why we can't have a 365 Home, but there you go. That's Microsoft for you. It's going to have exactly the same features as it's got now. They're just changing the name.
Microsoft Teams for Consumers. And the Microsoft Family Safety app.
Well, Teams for Consumers is going to be to compete with Zoom, isn't it?
Mm.
But I'm sorry, that ship sailed. But for this crisis, maybe they would have stood a chance. Are they trying to replace Skype with it?
I would think so.
Because they have with the business one, haven't they? So there will be changes down the line. At the moment, this is coming in on... I had a date. 21st of April. So at the moment, if you've got a subscription, it will just transition to what the new version is. So Microsoft 365 Family or Microsoft 365 Personal. Down the line, there may be other changes. They're offering technical support as well. So the only immediate change is the support options that are available. So it's going to be Microsoft Windows 10 technical support available with both 365 plans. They're also going to offer some additional security features. What I'm reading saying that some of the promotion and media coverage is misleading. They're announcing ransomware protection, PowerPoint designer, custom domains, but they're not actually new to 365. They're all there in the existing Office 365 plans. Obviously, they then have to roll out something different for the partners with the partner benefits. And they're saying there's going to be more partner benefits. There's going to be free trials of other subscriptions, particularly Adobe's Premiere Rush, Acrobat Pro DC and Creative Cloud plans. But it says read all the fine prints because they all come with limitations. I would have thought they did. But basically what's staying the same is pricing is staying the same. The features are staying the same at the moment. And all the things you have in place at the moment with an Office 365 sub. So you've got your Office apps both for Windows and Mac, mobile apps for iOS and Android, a terabyte of OneDrive cloud storage per user, 50 gig of Outlook.com storage and 60 minutes of Skype calls. All of that stays the same. 365 alone, thanks for rubbing it in. I'd still go for the family one, Kim. Because you can share it with yourself. I know that sounds sad, but we do. They used to offer unlimited OneDrive storage. That's when I got very excited and was prepared to go all in with the OneDrive. But they then changed their minds about that and you get 1 terabyte of OneDrive storage. But if you buy the family pack, which is literally like £5 more, and you share it with 5 fake accounts, so just make a Google email, Gmail account or something, but they're all you. You could even do it if you've got, is your email account on Google? If you host it on Google, so although my address is rosewaygiles.co.uk, which is my company, it's on Google. So I can have Elaine G at, but I could also have Elaine G plus Office User 1, Elaine G plus Office User 2. So I don't even need to create separate email accounts. I can create aliases for the ones that I've got. That way I can create another 5 terabytes of storage. Now, I know it's a bit of a pain to access it because if you use the app, the OneDrive app, you can only hook into 1 instance of OneDrive at the same time. That's why I recommend Cloud Mounter or what's the other one? Expand Drive. Because both of those will allow you to access all the instances you have of OneDrive or Google Drive or Dropbox at the same time. You've already got at least 5 email accounts. Tell me about it, Tracy. We've got this spreadsheet that we use to track it, and it's that complicated. No, we've got it in Numbers, and Numbers used to have this amazing thing that the tabs were down the side. It was brilliant. And then they put the tabs across the top, and we must have about 60, 70. They're in alphabetical order, but even so, to try and find anything. And every one of them has got an email address. Some of them have got more than one. So absolutely tell me about it. It's easier if you don't want to manage multiple separate accounts. It is easier to use that plus addressing. Now, the plus addressing I'm talking about, literally the part before the at, you put your current email name that's before the at. You then put the plus symbol and you put some text after it. And that is an alias to that existing account. So you don't need to go around and create a totally different account with a different password and then access it and all of that. Everything will still come into your main email box and you get another 5 terabytes. What I do with that is like sort of grade it in terms of cold storage. So as my main OneDrive account that I use, and then like the next one down will be the most live stuff. And the one after that, next down until the one at the end is like the cold stuff that I probably don't think I'm going to access that much. I just keep hoping that they'll come to their collective senses and give you a little bit more space. It wouldn't kill them, would it? I haven't filled that storage. The cloud storage system I've probably filled up the most is Google Drive. But I took the decision once I moved my calendars. Now, we've had a request for that. That's in my post-it note pile. Hear this, post-it notes. Let's have a look. How to move from iCloud to Google, which was exactly what we did. I never had my email on iCloud. I do have an email address at iCloud. I never use it. But I definitely moved my calendars, which is a black art, and contacts. So we've already had a request for how do you actually do that. So I'll add to that aliased email, because that's not very well known, but it comes in particularly handy for things like OneDrive, where I don't know why they don't just let you have access to it, but enable you to share it if you want. Why not just give you 6 terabytes, but say you can share it if you want? It would make accessing it so much easier. So I think they're just being snotty. They don't really want you to do that. So let me look at this. Glad you like that idea, Kim. Anything to access our storage space. You could power it out that way. You absolutely could. Yeah, you could.
One of the most common fears for people around the world is public speaking. Presenter coach in PowerPoint can help. Whilst you're rehearsing, presenter coach uses AI to detect if you're talking too fast or saying too much or just reading the text on the slides. That could help some of those government ministers.
Oh, we should have a field day with me. Slow down, woman, slow down. The thing is, if you did present in a perfect way, at the perfect pace that was predictable, a predictable perfect pace, there you go, people would fall asleep. You have to have that moment. I remember many years ago, oh, this is a while back, there was an online thing about presenting. And this lady that was presenting it had written a book. And she ran a competition during this session. And you too could win a copy of her book. And what she wanted was like tales from the presenting front line. And at the time, we were doing face-to-face presentations for a local training group. And you know, we did them once a month, but it was basically these people did the same job we did. So the problem with them doing that is they settle down and they're asleep before you've even started. So it was how to start strong. Well, I'd been to a joke shop and I'd bought a glass, you know, where it's got like fake water in it, basically. And I had this at the front and it was like, how do you get their attention to start a presentation? And I put in that I've got a glass of water and I throw it at the person on the front row. Obviously, it's a joke thing, but they don't know that when you just like make that motion. And I won the book. So the thing with presentations is you have to think out round corners and out of the box, don't you? So, but I'd love to try it. That would be a scream. Absolutely scream. Oh, glad you agree, Kim. The pacing, fall asleep. You need a cadence to it. What's her name? Nancy Duarte wrote a book on it called Resonance. And the core theory in her book, which I was already doing anyway, but I hadn't like put it into a context like that. Okay, good night, Helen. Love to you, PA. Look after yourself and we'll
see you
soon.
Thanks for joining us, Helen.
What was I saying? Mike, what was I saying? Pacing I was talking about. I was like, Nancy Duarte. Right. She put this diagram in it and it was basically like the hero's journey and that you need to build up to this. But at the beginning, leave them with a question. So, you know, these series that come on and they show you like a piece of action. And then before you know it, it says 24 hours earlier. That drives me insane. But that was what she was suggesting, that you start off with what happened and then you like go back. But she also said that you needed to have like peaks and troughs in a presentation. And she had this graph of it. And I'd noticed that the presentations that I'd particularly thought were great followed that same thing. There was one, we had a presentation and it was a very technical presentation, very technical, on Visual Basic and the high end of Visual Basic at that. And this guy came in, he was French. So he had a lovely accent, but some people may have struggled to understand the accent. But he came in and what was his presentation style like, Mike? He was the best I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Raphael. And he told it like a story, even though he was talking to a room of highly technical people. This conference that he was talking at had also been for marketers. So my mum used to work in the business on the marketing side. She wasn't the technical side. So she's actually sat there during this presentation. He's trying to explain how APIs work. Well, that would have been straight over her head because she didn't have any experience of them. So he starts explaining the difference between one type of API and another type of API. One was a one-on-one request for something and the other was a one-to-many request. Well, he described that as a tea party. and the requests going out as biscuits in the tea party. She was loving it. She knew more about APIs the next day than most of the technical people did because of the way he presented it. But he certainly didn't present it in a kind of predictably paced way. I'd love to see. I wish I had a video of that presentation. We could run it through the presentation thing and see what it reckons. We'll run one of mine through it and see what it reckons. Going to be tears before bedtime if it doesn't like it, isn't there? Got a sneaking suspicion. It's not going to like it. But you've got to make it fun. Learning's got to be fun. So I think the upshot of this Microsoft thing is move along, nothing to see, everything staying the same until they decide otherwise. One point to notice, if you went, let me know if anybody did, if you went for the Office 2019 version, now that's not subscription at all. That's where you just buy it. But it actually, it's incredibly expensive. It's a single payment and it's a perpetual license. That's not affected at all. So that just stays the same. The problem with that version of Office is it doesn't get all of the new features that the subscription-based one does. Plus the fact the subscription-based one, because the best tip of all is do not buy it from Microsoft. Microsoft will charge you £80 a year. You can get it for, I would say, a maximum of £47 from Amazon. So there's no point paying twice as much. So Office 2019 would cost you so much more, so much more. So that was the news from them. They're saying it's a very important day for them. I think they're laying the groundwork, to be honest. You'll just get in then, Paul, before the cutoff, which was the 21st. I don't think much is going to change after that, to be honest. Does it include Access for £47? Yes, it does. Access is only available on Windows, but it does include it in there. What it doesn't include... is things like Visio and Project. So the high-end stuff it doesn't include, but yes, it does include Access. You couldn't find a renewal. That's not great, is it? Let me have a look what we've got here. I know what they do is, which is very awkward. We couldn't buy it and then ping the number to you because they have different numbers for different countries, which is totally ridiculous. Don't get me going on that. We're global when it suits them and not when it doesn't. Right, 365 home up to 6 users. £55.99 at the moment. I definitely didn't pay that. I paid £47. The personal one is currently £49.75, which is why it's not worth it. For the extra space, go for the other one. Go for the home one, which is soon to be called family. You should be okay if you've bought, and if you've got one, that you haven't already redeemed, although you might want to try and redeem it before then. But what's the price in America then? Let's have a look. See if I can see it. Sometimes it picks up that I'm not in America and then doesn't want to know. Let's have a look. Auto-renewing download, that's personal. Ouch, that's $99.99. Why? Why is it so much more expensive over there? Hang on, what's that one? No, good grief, that's even more expensive. Oh, Paul, I feel your pain. That's not good. I've no idea why we get it cheaper than you. We don't normally get anything cheaper than anybody else, to be fair. I'm not sure why we get that cheaper. That is indeed very strange. I remember us trying around Christmas and me saying, because it was on offer on the, first of all, the Black Friday sale, it was cheap. And then it was cheap in the Advent promo that they ran. And I remember you saying you kept your eye out and it wasn't cheap. Graham was also looking for it. So I remember pinging him and telling him when it was on offer, and it was on offer at least twice. So how much is it direct from Microsoft then for you? Because for us over here, I think that's £80, which is still cheaper than your ping. And that includes a VAT over here. So that's definitely not right. Microsoft should be pulled up on that, especially in this climate. So let me know what the Microsoft direct subscription is. It should be one price across the planet. I know Adobe go with this, what the market will bear, she said in massive air quotes. Kim, you know Alistair in Slack? He wrote this long piece for MacBytes. It was a scream. He wanted to buy a virtual copy of a book, a Kindle version of a book that he'd already got the paperback version of, but it was like 20 years old. And he couldn't find it in the New Zealand store. It wasn't in the Australian store. It was in the American one, but it wouldn't let him buy it. And it was to do with the fact, although he had an account, it needed a UK, a US address. So he did no more than put 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue on it. And he took it. Now, I mean, obviously, he wasn't having anything delivered there. It was a digital download, but they wouldn't let him do the digital download without an address. But they didn't balk when he put the White House. Love that. Maybe they've got something going on, Paul, that they've got some kind of price thing going on there that's price fixing. I can only assume it's that. There's absolutely no reason, but I do know from people who have tried it, you can't buy in one country and then redeem in another. And I think that's ridiculous. So there's something in the codes. I haven't got any other suggestions there, really, apart from asking them why. Now might be a very good time to ask them why in this current climate that they couldn't match other countries. It's not like us to have something cheap, I can assure you. In America, we have people who go on holiday to America and they buy all their Apple kit while they're there and they come back armed to the teeth. The last time a friend went, came back with two iPhones, an iPad and a new laptop for himself. The iPads were for his niece, I think, a couple of nieces. And what he did was he took all the packaging off and the guarantees and receipts and everything and posted them to himself. So in the States, he packaged up all the paperwork and posted it to himself back in the UK and then put the kit in the case as though it was his kit and he went out with it. It's that much cheaper. So it doesn't make any sense that you're paying that much more, virtually double for office, because we pay through the nose for everything here. A test subject for Microsoft for software. Ooh, I've done some of their betas. And it's always been that price. No, it's never been 99 here, Paul. I think it was, at first it was 69, it went to 79. 79 is the official price. So it doesn't make any sense, but hey, that's what they're doing. So what are we all doing tomorrow? What day is it? Oh, it's Tuesday, isn't it?
No, it's Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Oh, no, tomorrow's Wednesday. I'm still talking about today. I've got plenty to do, so I won't be short of things to do. But... you know, Kim's been there for 30 days going stir crazy. Have you gone through all your Kindle books yet? I must admit, I keep reaching out in the office for my Kindle and realising I've left it in the bedroom because I've been reading it at night. Do you have any favourite authors? We should share favourite authors tomorrow. There you go. That's what we should do.
Sir Alex Ferguson.
What's the matter with him?
My favourite author.
Yes, that's actually true. Whenever I buy Mike a book, it's Alex Ferguson. And then... Amazon never leave me in peace with, you bought this, would you like to buy this? Believe me, 10 times out of 10, the answer is no. Working on the new website and having a video meeting. Video meetings. Be careful where you hang your underwear, Anthony. I hope you were here when Jonathan was explaining that one. In fact, be careful what you do. Absolutely. So you got invited to switch from the US to Australia and it seemed a good idea, but the price was double. Oh, that's criminal as well. I know some friends who've gone to Australia. They actually emigrated and they were saying how much things were, like food. So some things were cheaper, but other things were very much more expensive. Seems each country is incredibly different. So we've got food freezer prep going on. Good idea. Good idea. We're going to have to split our gluten-free loaves into packs of four slices.
And our chicken. And our chicken.
And the steaks.
That's me in the kitchen for the next hour.
Oh, poor you.
Guess what's just come up on my Facebook feed?
Go on.
From the Catinian Association.
Go on.
Resource share. Brooklands196.com. Whilst you're in lockdown, do remember Brooklyn Circle set up a radio station that broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just click the link and scroll down.
Oh, my word. HQ, you've been called. We should definitely do a conversation on there about video conferencing.
Yeah.
And the perils of it.
Mm.
Yeah, so, which Anthony knows, going to tidy up the background before it starts. We've had a discussion about that.
Put his underwear away.
Room dividers is the answer. The one we've got is incredibly heavy, but it's good. It's so heavy, one of these flimsy things wouldn't take a blanket over it. But what I've done for Mike is I've put this room divider up behind him and put a blanket over the top of it, so he looks very nice and all warm and snug. We might have to do a demo of that. So, or in that case, all have a fabulous night or day, depending on what time it is where you are now. We will be back with you tomorrow night, same time, same place. I'm going to go through that chat. Find who was willing to come on and talk. Tonight was Jonathan and the adventures of his webcam. That looks worth looking at. That. Those pictures were very good. So Anthony had a practice with his colleague this afternoon. Had it on a laptop and spent the call looking up her nose.
That happened last night.
That happens a lot with people. It's as if they can't see themselves. Best tips I can give you if you're going to go live, the lighting's critical. Get some good lighting going. Is lighting...
I said to somebody on that call last night, I can see right up your nostrils.
let me have a look. I could actually show you the lighting that I use here. I'm just checking if lighting is considered to be essential. Not looking like it. Oh, it's only on a week, though. There's a few things we've got. We've got one of these. So I'm just going to get the link here, shorten the link. We've got one of these, and I've got a baby one of these on my desktop, and it sits behind the monitor. So I'll show you that. But one of these, this is £20, or it would be if I could click in the chat, crying out loud. Mike, I can't click in the chat. What's going on? Have you done something to the chat?
You can't click in the chat.
No, I can't click in the message window. I'll refresh it. That means I'll lose everything. So anybody who said good night, there we go. Right, that's just a link to an idea for you. That's a 6-inch one, so that's not actually that big. That's similar to the one I've got. But one of those is very useful. I'll show you what I've got on Friday. They're not that expensive and they are pretty good. You can change the value of them, the heat value. So you can have it the light very white, or you can have it much, much warmer. And they do them in different sizes. I have a large one that's big enough to put a camera in the middle of it. And I have a much smaller one that I use when I do the unboxings. And it's behind my monitor. It leans over the top of it. And I also use it as just a standard light because it doesn't cast a shadow. So take a look at the lighting. You could do better than that. Or you couldn't do better than that. So it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Good night, guys.